Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. Referee Tim Peel was released by the National Hockey League, not so much for making a makeup call or a game management call, but rather for inadvertently having his intention boomed out on the in-house microphone. As I said at the time, the even-up call is as much a part of hockey officiating as the whistle. And then I got thinking about game management calls, and I was reminded that on their path to the 2011 Ontario Hockey League Championship, the Owen Sound Attack benefited at least twice. First, on Saturday, April 23rd, in Game 3 of the Western Final against Windsor, with the series tied at one win apiece and the Spitfires leading 4-3 with 5 minutes to go at the Bayshore, Windsor's Jake Carrick punched Jesse Blacker. It wasn't a wicked punch, more of a jab, but Carrick was penalized for roughing, and Attack captain Garrett Wilson would tie the game on the ensuing power play. Windsor then totally lost their composure. Zach Cassian took a blatant high sticking penalty, and Wilson scored again on the power play as the Attack went on to win that game 6-4 and never really looked back in that series. Then in the Robertson Cup final, again at the Bayshore, this time for game 4 of the series, with the St. Mike's Majors holding a 2-1 series lead, the Majors had a 1-0 lead in the game with 4 minutes to play when Riley Brace was called for tripping. I'd say it was a borderline trip at best, but it did allow Robbie McNardy to tie the game, and eventually Owen Sound won in overtime on the dramatic Cameron Brace breakaway, which tied that series rather than giving St. Mike's the 3-1 series lead. Referee Tim Peel may be gone from the game of hockey, but the game management call has existed and will be with us forever. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.